This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration began its first high-level face-to-face talks with key rival China Thursday, saying that Beijing's actions threaten a global order based on rules and vowing that Washington would stand up for its friends. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi and State Councilor Wang Yi in Anchorage that the United States side would discuss its deep concerns about Chinese actions in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, as well as cyber attacks on the United States and economic coercion of allies.
Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability. That's why they're not merely internal matters and why we feel an obligation to raise these issues here today.
In a lengthy response to the U.S. opening statement, Yang hit back, accusing the United States of using its military might and financial supremacy to pressure countries and of abusing national security to threaten the future of international trade. The talks are expected to last until Friday. President Joe Biden says that his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before the first 100 days of his administration will be reached as of Friday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president says it'll happen 58 days into his administration.
Behind these 100 million shots are millions of lives changed when people receive that dose of hope.
At the same time, he's warning the nation has a long way to go, with some states seeing rising cases. Masking, hand washing, and distancing are all still vital.
This is a time for optimism, but it's not a time for relaxation.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says experts have concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not linked to an overall increase in the risk of blood clots and that the benefits of use outweigh the risk. The finding from the European Medicines Agency could open the way for European countries that had suspended the use of the vaccine over the past week to resume dispensing the shots. Emer Cook is the executive director of the EMA.
This is a safe and effective vaccine. Its benefits in protecting people from COVID-19 with the associated risks of death and hospitalization outweigh the possible risks.
Several countries, including France, Germany, and Italy, that had suspended use of the vaccine, now say they will resume giving the shots on Friday. Tanzania has begun 21 days of mourning after the death of its fifth president, John Magufuli. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
The 61-year-old died of heart disease, according to the vice president, Samia Suluhu Hassan. Neighboring Kenya is marking his death by flying flags at half-staff and observing a seven-day national mourning period. President Uhuru Kenyatta, who chairs the East African Community, of which Tanzania is a member, praised the late president for the work he did for that country.
An illustrious leader whose vision, passion, and immense leadership propelled the nation of Tanzania forward and also steered the East African community to closer integration.
Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan from Zanzibar Island will lead the country for the 4.5-year remainder of Magufuli's term. Mohamed Yusuf for VA News, Nairobi.
Homelessness in America is on the rise, and it already was going up before the coronavirus pandemic dragged down the economy. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A yearly report from the Housing and Urban Development Department found in January 2020, more than 580,000 people didn't have a place to live on a given night. That's a 2% increase over the year before. And that was before the pandemic thrust millions of people out of work. Newly confirmed HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge says the report is very troubling and that homelessness has been rising over the past 4 years. She's applauding the latest COVID relief package, which includes $5 billion for emergency housing vouchers to help get individuals and families off the street. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits rose last week to 770,000, a sign that layoffs remain high even as much of the U.S. economy is recovering from the coronavirus recession. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.